I'm Gordon Paulson, and on the phone with me from his home in Illinois is Kevin Hart, who will be bringing the Vibe Tribe, along with David Hoffman, to the Iowa City Jazz Festival. They will be performing on Sunday, July 3rd at 2 p.m. And for those of you who don't know too much about Kevin and the band and what he and his bandmates have been up to, we'll find out a little bit more about that right now. And welcome to the KCCK Airwaves, I'm sure for the very first time, Kevin.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here.
You bet. And let's talk a little bit about the band, how you guys got started, maybe some of your influences, kind of the basics, I guess, to kind of get people a feel and a familiarity with you and what you guys have been doing. Now, you yourself are a pianist and vibraphonist, and I believe you play some percussion as well. Is that right?
That's right. I play the drums.
Great. And how did the band get started, and how do you characterize your music?
Well, we got started, and interestingly, I spent a couple of years in Iowa as a teaching assistant under Bob Washit, and I primarily played drums when I lived in the Iowa area, although I did start to play some vibes with some people like Bob Dunn, a guitarist from the Cedar Falls area. And so I got a taste of what it was like to play some vibes in a little jazz quartet. So when I moved back to Illinois and I went to University of Illinois working on some more grad school stuff, I started a straight-ahead jazz quartet in order to play some more vibes. So we did that for a couple of years, and then we sort of branched out into doing some Latin jazz, which was kind of an influence of, once again, being in the Iowa area. I had subbed a few gigs with Alto Maíz, the salsa band, and really got a taste of what it was like to play in a real, really good Latin band. So we started doing some Latin-based music with my quartet. We augmented it into a quintet, although we did more of a Calchater type of Latin thing that sort of featured vibes more than horns. And so we did that for a few years, and that went over really well in Central Illinois. We made a CD, and we played gigs all over, including Viva Chicago. And then after a while, I decided, well, you know, I like so many different types of music. I like, you know, fusion. I like jazz. I like Latin jazz. I like, you know, so many different things. So I decided to do something that was less specific, and that's basically how the Vibe Tribe band came about. So we sort of mix it up. You know, we play straight-ahead jazz, we play some fusion stuff, we play some Latin stuff, play a lot of original stuff, and that's kind of where it all came from.
Wow, okay. I didn't realize you had such an Iowa connection. Well, it's always nice to hear that. And you've got certainly some great experience with Bob Washit and the Orquesta Alto Maíz band, very well thought of in this area for sure. So you certainly come with some great credentials, no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I spent 2 years in Iowa. It was a really, really great learning experience for me. I met lots of great people, a lot of the musicians that are still around. It's always a pleasure to see them whenever I come back to Iowa for anything. So great group of people.
And could you kind of describe the instrumentation and the members in the band for us as well?
Yes, the Vibe Tribe is basically, it's myself on vibes. I have Adam Wilhelm on piano. Andy Crawford is playing bass, and Tom Marco on drums. So we often play, you know, smaller gigs as a quartet, but whenever I can, I like to augment it into a 5 or 6 person band. Like, for instance, yesterday we played a concert here in Normal at an amphitheater. We had David Hoffman on trumpet. We also had Jeff Magby on congas, a very good friend of mine from the Champaign area, awesome percussionist. So yeah, that's, you're looking at a quintet for the Iowa City Jazz Festival, featuring the quartet plus David Hoffman on trumpet.
Great. And you talked about originals too. So who writes most of the original tunes, and are those kind of preconceived to be in a particular style, I assume, and perhaps who is ever writing the tunes, what are their influences?
Yes, well, I, you know, I've been writing tunes for a long time, but I can't say that I'm very prolific. I write maybe two songs a year, maybe. That's about it, you know. But, you know, over the years, I've got a good collection of stuff now, and also David Hoffman, who is playing with us, is also very active as a composer as well. So we've played together for a long time in different configurations, and whether we're playing his music or my music. So the whole idea this summer was for us to do this Vibe Tribe with David Hoffman and basically just sort of share the compositional duties, you know. And he's written some new stuff, and I've written some new stuff, and we're basically playing a lot of original stuff from Dave and I.
Cool. Very good. So we'll be hearing some of that new stuff in Iowa City coming up on the 3rd of July.
Yes, that's right.
Great. And David Hoffman even leads his own groups. Is that right?
Yes, David Hoffman, he's led his own groups for a long time. He's originally from the central Illinois area. And there was a period of time where he had spent 13 years touring with the great Ray Charles Orchestra, and all the way up until the time Ray Charles passed away. So when that was finished, he basically moved back to central Illinois and is playing gigs around the central Illinois area and doing some teaching. And so that's basically been his background. He's spent a long period of time with the Ray Charles Orchestra.
And I'm speaking with Kevin Hart, drummer, vibraphonist, who will be bringing the Vibe Tribe along with trumpeter David Hoffman to the 2011 Iowa City Jazz Festival on Sunday, July 3rd. And Kevin and the band will be taking the stage right around 2 o'clock that afternoon. We certainly hope that you can get to Iowa City and enjoy the performance and all of the fine performers throughout the three-day festival in downtown Iowa City, July 1st through July 3rd. And Kevin, let's talk a little bit about the recordings that you have, because if someone would like to get a bit more of a feel and a taste for maybe what to expect in Iowa City, you do have one called The Road to Everywhere. And what else might you have, and can they get that from a website?
Yes, The Road to Everywhere is my most recent CD, which features musicians from central Illinois area, as well as compositions from people who have lived in central Illinois area. We'll be doing a few things from that. I have an older CD called Cortisone. It's a Latin jazz CD. It's more in the style of like a Cal Chater-esque type of Latin jazz. And that's also available through my website as well.
Great. Okay. And what is the website?
KevinHartJazz.com.
Okay, very good. Well, maybe we can steer some people that direction, and they can pick up on you guys a little bit.
Yeah, that would be great.
And as far as being a vibraphonist, now I know a lot of vibes players have made the transition from drumming to that instrument. In fact, Cal Jader is an example of that. What is that process like for you? Was that something that you discovered a few problems along the way? Was it a rather easy transition for you? And what do you take from being a drummer, I guess, first to then becoming a vibraphonist?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story for me that probably most people wouldn't have this same experience, but I grew up in a household with musical instruments because my mom was a church organist. My dad bought a drum set around the time I was born. So I grew up in a house with a drum set, and to me it was just another toy to play with. And, I took to the drums immediately as, you know, a three-year-old. My mother made me take piano lessons at about third grade, which I absolutely hated. I did not like, maybe it's because you're a young kid, you have a lot of energy, it's hard to sit still.
I think that's a very typical response for a lot of kids.
To sit there and only move your fingers is really tough. But around the time I was in 7th grade or 8th grade, my older sister had graduated from high school, and she loved the Vibes. So she actually bought a set of Vibes, and she was still living at home. So she had the Vibes set up in her house. So here we have, you know, a household with a piano in it, a drum set in it, an organ in it, and a set of Vibes. So I just immediately took to the Vibes. And also, you know, seeing Lionel Hampton on TV, you know, things like that, you know, I'm like, I can do this. I had the knowledge of playing piano. I had, you know, I had some of the theory. I had the technical ability from playing the drums. So, you know, playing Vibes was really, really quite natural.
Very good. And are you a kind of a four mallet man, or how do you approach the instrument?
I think my favorite, some of my favorite vibraphonists are primarily two mallet players, like Milt Jackson and Bobby Hutcherson are two of my favorite. And they're, you know, they are more focused on, you know, melody and great improv lines. And I'll have to say, I'm a big fan of that. Although I do play some four mallets from time to time, but I think my style is, I think I'm a little sparse with that kind of thing, and I think it's more intentional. I love the Vibes. I think it's a beautiful instrument, but I also feel like I don't want to play it too much, if you know what I mean. I like to do the four mallet thing on maybe a few tunes, but not like for the entire, you know, concert.
Right. And during the performance in Iowa City, will you be switching off then, I assume, from drums and vibraphone then?
I'll be playing Vibes.
Okay.
In Iowa City. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, it is very interesting to find out a little bit more about you and the band, and we certainly are looking forward to your performance in Iowa City. Again, on the phone with me from his home in Normal, Illinois, is vibraphonist, drummer, Kevin Hart, who will be bringing his band, the Vibe Tribe, along with guest trumpeter David Hoffman, to the 2011 Iowa City Jazz Festival. Their performance begins at 2 p.m., the main stage, on Sunday, July 3rd. And do try to get down, not only for Kevin and the band, but all the other great musicians happening throughout the festival. And we're really looking forward, Kevin, to your debut at the Iowa City Jazz Festival. And perhaps, I guess for you, it's a reunion and a return to Iowa.
Yes, yes. I have to say, I've been a fan of the Iowa City Jazz Festival since about 1999, which I played there on drums with the Bob Washut Trio. And then last year, he had his Dream Band put together, and I played drums in that. So that was my second time playing at the festival. This year will be my first time doing something completely different, doing the Vibe Tribe, playing original music, playing the Vibes, basically doing something, my own thing. But I wanted to say that I haven't missed the Jazz Festival since 1999. It's been a great festival every year, and we really look forward to coming every year, whether I'm playing or not. It doesn't matter. You know, pretty much count on being there. And David Hoffman has been a fan of the Jazz Festival as well. I believe he started coming maybe 7 or 8 years ago and hasn't missed since then either. So we're big fans. We're going to be very happy to be playing this year.
Great. Well, it certainly has blossomed and evolved into, I think, one of the great music events of the summer, certainly in the Midwest, and perhaps even larger scope than that. And, of course, the really neat thing about the Iowa City Jazz Festival, in addition to all the great musicians that they bring in, is that they strive very, very hard to keep it all free. And I think that is such a tribute to the organizers and the people behind it.
Yes, it's really great. We've been around, my wife and I have been around to several jazz festivals within, you know, several hour driving distance. And we just have to say Iowa City is always the best.
Super. Great. Again, thank you, Kevin. Kevin Hart, again, on the phone with us from his home in Normal, Illinois, not having to travel too far when he brings his band, The Vibe Tribe, with trumpeter David Hoffman to the 2011 Iowa City Jazz Festival on the main stage on Sunday, July 3rd at 2 p.m. Again, looking forward to that, Kevin, and I'm sure you'll have a very warm and receptive crowd to greet you, and I think you'll find, again, performing at the festival a worthwhile experience.
Yes, I'm sure we will. I hope the weather is nice.
Me too. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you very much.